This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever you want. The number 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio. It's Ian.
How are you?
Dan Conan.
You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. We do have a video streaming site. It's called Odyssey. There's video archives there, of course, as well. You can follow our channel. Just go to video.freetalklive.com and you can subscribe there. It's, of course, free to do that. That's video.freetalklive.com. Again, back archives going back for years and live streaming as the show happens. So we've been talking about some technology-related issues, the inevitable, apparently, takeover of Elon Musk taking over Twitter should be happening as soon as Friday. Twitter employees are freaking out. They've signed an open letter. They've written an open letter to Elon Musk demanding that he keep every single job intact and all of their health care and all the everything that they're used to and not being able to work at all, not having any requirement to even come into work.
I really like how they specifically said, we want to keep the right to, quote, work from home.
Now, I don't blame them. I mean, working from home is a nice benefit. It's nice to not have to spend an hour driving to work or a half hour or however long it takes you to get through L.A. traffic or wherever the hell Twitter's headquarters are. San Francisco, probably. I'm just guessing. You know, a lot of tech companies are based down there. So I don't blame somebody for that. I mean, if you can do your job from home, why go in?
Well, that's the thing. Some number of these jobs, you probably can do them just as easily from home.
As long as you're getting your job done. But Twitter's known for not even requiring you to do your job in order to get a paycheck. So anyway, we're keeping an eye on that. But Conan, you wanted to talk about this metaverse thing, and as did you, Aria. You actually brought the story in, but Conan thought it was such a must-talk about. I definitely wanted to get into it here tonight because we haven't covered the metaverse in a little while.
Yeah, because where is it? What's going on? I haven't heard anything about it. I was plastered with inundated with ads wanting me to get in there and do whatever. Horizon.
Well, the people who tried it out were like, "Oh, this sucks."
This from the American Prospect.
Or you might get raped in the metaverse.
they talk about that in here.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
When Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that the company would be rebranding under the moniker Meta, the public and the media were quick to point out the barely concealed attempt to detach the company from a slew of bad press, from Cambridge Analytica to the Facebook papers. Zuckerberg's brand needed a new name and a new public perception. Couple this with the fact that Facebook was actually losing daily active users for the first time, and the name change made sense.
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with Facebook's bad reputation or anything like that. I think it's just that a lot of younger people aren't even on Facebook. People are using Facebook less and less.
Yeah, they're using TikTok and Instagram and the whole nine.
And they didn't change the name of Facebook.
No,
it's still Facebook.
Yeah, they created a possibility for the company that owns Facebook to get into other avenues without it being tied to the Facebook name, and I think that was a good thing.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I think going with Meta and trying to pivot towards this metaverse concept was a bad move, and I think history will show that, but they had to do something, and I don't think this is going to work, but they did have to do something.
Yeah, well, I mean, MySpace was a thing. It didn't last. It didn't survive.
But it's still there.
But I remember that I was on it. I was an active user back in the day, 20 years ago. So I mean, someone has to you know, there needs to be a trailblazer.
Suddenly, with MySpace,
we need the Elon Musks out there to have these wacky ideas and to try things and just throw money at the wall and see what sticks.
Well, the thing is, usually the trailblazer isn't the person you know, right? Like, Elon Musk may have already blazed that trail. That's why he's, you know, the richest man in the world.
Right.
Facebook, Meta, or whatever, they're not bringing any real new crazy ideas to the table. This whole Meta concept or metaverse concept has already been around for 20 years. We've already had virtual worlds. This is not anything new. The only thing new is the headset technology. That's what didn't exist 20 years ago.
And that's not even that new. It existed. It was just a much more inferior version of
it. Almost unusably bulky.
Oh, absolutely. But it did exist. Like, the Virtual Boy did exist in the late 90s.
And it was garbage.
Yes. Yeah. But that was more than two decades ago, in fact. And it was absolutely terrible, no doubt. Yep. And then, you know, VR came out sometime after that. The original rounds of the Oculus came out more than a decade ago at this point.
2013, yeah, I think. Was
okay, close to a decade ago.
Somewhere around that range.
And, you know, PlayStation VR, Xbox VR, it just sort of took off there for about a year.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of died out again. And now Facebook wants to resurrect it as something that's for more than just gamers. You know, kudos to them for trying, but it's a bad idea and it's badly implemented, and it's just going to be a spectacular failure.
Maybe this particular foray, but I think that someone will find out. Someone will put the pieces together.
Yeah, they just have to gamify it. That's it. It's really that simple. You just have to offer people an actual video game experience. They can play something like Second Life. There's a reason Second Life and The Sims are so successful, and no one cares about
Horizon
or whatever it's called.
What perhaps made less sense was Zuckerberg's simultaneous announcements of a foray into the world of virtual reality. As The Verge reported, in the next decade, he thinks most people will be spending time in a fully immersive 3D version of the internet that spans not just Meta's hardware, such as the Quest, but devices made by others. Ever since the rebrand, the public has been bombarded with Metaverse advertisements, as I have as well. As Zuckerberg and his board do everything they can to draw internet users back into the profit matrix.
Did either of you ever watch Futurama?
No.
Well, the way they got online there was they put on these VR headsets and these VR suits, and they literally walked around in these digital mall type of things in order to do their online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. That's what Meta wants to create for people.
Maybe he's a fan of Futurama.
It could be, but like, It wasn't a good idea in Futurama. They showed what a major problem it really was.
Interesting.
Well, early on when we first started hearing about this metaverse thing within the last couple of years, we saw the story about Walmart that had an online metaverse Walmart that you'd put your headset on and you go, quote-unquote, shopping in this virtual Walmart, and it looked just terrible.
And it offered nothing that you didn't get from just going to Walmart.com.
You know, maybe if it was the gun scene in The Matrix, that type of shopping experience.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, just walking, what do you do? Just walking down empty?
Walking down really uninteresting, you know, virtual reality aisles and trying to pick items off a shelf. I mean, it's just,
see, they need to
awkward.
Reward you with points for successfully picking things up and tossing them into your basket. Or you start doing that and have this online ranking board of people who are most accurate at throwing crap into their basket. And then they have to buy the crap at the end, right? Otherwise, it doesn't even count. That's how you make this crap successful.
Or we just shop the way we shop right now. You know, clickety-clickety-clack. This is as fast as I can type. I can scroll through thousands of items of inventory and on Amazon. I don't have to walk anywhere. I can just sit there.
It's faster. And that was what the Futurama going online thing really showed, is that, you know, it sounds clever to walk in this digital mall from Barnes & Noble down to the clothing shop or whatever, but that's so much slower and more unwieldy than just typing in Kohl's.com or whatever.
While the move into VR was slightly confusing, given the continued appeal of Meta's array of social networking sites, which include Instagram and WhatsApp, the story still made sense. Meta is not just attempting to reconstitute the social dominance Facebook had in the 2000s and 2010s, but to usurp an entire industry. And in keeping with past insidious traditions of Facebook, Meta is still working to keep the public under constant surveillance for the benefit of capitalist consumerism. I don't think this article likes Facebook or Zuckerberg.
Who does?
I'm going to skip down a little bit. Da-da-da-da-da. The good news. All right. The good news is that Zuckerberg's metaverse platform, Horizon Worlds, by most accounts, is doing really, really badly.
To say nothing. I mean, have you looked at YouTube videos of what it looks like? It's terrible.
Yeah, like a couple months ago,
I haven't looked at it in the last month or two, but last I checked, it hadn't improved. And I can't imagine it suddenly looks like Skyrim, which, by the way, is like 15 years old at this point.
Yeah. From complaints of horrible rendering to sexual harassment, issues within the platform have turned off many people. Meta spent $15 billion on the platform, and no one knows how.
They don't even have legs on this platform.
It's almost like maybe it's a laundering service.
There was a story within the last couple weeks that Meta was going to actually add legs to their floating
bodies. Why they didn't in the first place is just beyond me.
So they supposedly are getting the legs in the future, but
they need to spend another $15
billion
to develop legs.
Their entire body.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. More on the Meta.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6-0 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Are you?
And Conan.
Got all kinds of features on our website. You can enjoy them. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. Just head on over there and you can create your account. It's not like Twitter or Facebook or Meta or whatever. You have a lot more freedom to express yourself at social.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Meta and their quote-unquote metaverse, which is just a glorified low-resolution, low-polygon count virtual reality system that they've come up with for their Oculus Rift or Oculus-based platform that where, you know, it's virtual reality goggles and you're supposed to have meetings or something in this metaverse. The idea is that you can do more than just play games. You can be productive in the metaverse. That's the whole pitch behind this concept. They want to sell more Oculus, obviously, that's, or Oculi. They want to sell more of these things, and so they want to expand beyond just gamers that have an interest in this particular technology.
And as I've said before, I think that is where they've messed up.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely, because they haven't marketed anything to gamers.
That's who you need to hit, the gamers.
Well, I think you can go in here and, like, play mini golf or something like that.
That's not what gamers want.
There's some sort of, you know, there's some kind of games in the Meta Horizon world. So there's a gaming aspect of it, but it's by no means cutting edge. It's by no means top tier. It's like an afterthought, right? Like, oh, you know, we better throw something in for the gamers.
And, of course, the other type that they're advertising to that they'll want to pick up are these Twitter careerists uh-huh. who want to work from home. In fact, a lot of the YouTubes that I'm seeing that cover Horizon, it's all about business meetings.
Right.
And how to, you know, work around the office and, you know, how do you bring up a link to this video so we can all watch it and, you know, how do you tabulate who's here and who's not. I think that's who they're really trying to capitalize on.
I mean, could it be
businesses?
I mean, that's not a bad idea on its face, right? Like, anybody that's had the work from home experience knows that a Zoom meeting is rife with problems, right? It's so-and-so can't get their mic working, or the camera's not working for this other guy over
here. But you got to have the same problem with this new setup.
Yeah.
In fact, probably even more, especially right off the bat.
Right.
But yeah, I think more and more people are figuring out Zoom. I think if old grandmas in the city hall meeting can figure it out, or the school board meeting.
No, it's still bad. The people at the school board meeting have professional technicians setting that stuff up. People going to these meetings still are having trouble getting their mic. I mean, still, we have a NH exit meeting on every Sunday for the people, the independent supporters. And every night, you know, it's not uncommon for somebody to get in there that just cannot get their mic or their video working.
I think that's what Facebook wants to do, is they want to be the Apple of metaverse technology.
Plug
right?
and play.
Yeah, because that's what you get with Apple, and that's why people like it so much. They don't have to set anything up. They just go buy this Apple hard drive, and they throw it on their desk, and their Apple laptop and their Apple phones, they automatically see it. They don't have to do anything, and Meta wants to create that sort of infrastructure for virtual reality. That's my impression, to make it easier for people so they don't have to tweak around with video settings and graphics settings, because these are PC problems. This is why video game players have no issue with setting up webcams and choosing microphones and stuff like that, because we've been doing crap like that with computers our entire lives.
Yeah.
But your average person who's just using Microsoft Word or Google Chrome or whatever, that's beyond them. They don't know how to set up a webcam.
And that's why I keep going back to it. I think that they are not capitalizing on the correct audience, and that are gamers. And I've said before, I think they're trying to create these town hall areas where
Conan, they've been selling Oculus to gamers primarily for the last decade.
Yeah, but not
gamers stopped buying this crap 5 years ago, though.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about games. I'm not talking about Meta should invest in creating games, producing games. I think they should create that hub, that public square where gamers go and hang out, and then they go play their games. So they're in the
Discord.
They're in the lobby, in the waiting room, and they're like Discord, and they're with their guild, and they're getting ready to go do some boss raid, and they're all in there and they're strategizing, and you need to do this, you need to be over here. Where's so and so? And you get everything up and running, and then you lobby out to your raid.
I mean, that's all well and good, but gamers stopped buying VR headsets 5+ years ago.
Did they? I mean, are the sales really going down?
I don't know any gamer that's got one. I know some people who got one for, like, watching movies together online and crap like that, but I don't know any gamer who's played. If you've out there and you've played a VR video game within the last 3 years, give us a call, 603-283-6160, because I don't think anyone out there has.
Well, I periodically...
I think that previous period where I played Skyrim VR and everyone else was playing VR on PlayStation, I think that was the last time anyone touched any of this in the gaming world.
Hmm.
And I suspect that since then, it's just been dead.
I think it's the quality of the games. And I think as they become more and more successful, as the software increases, I think more and more people are going to finally jump on board, maybe even myself. I've never owned any of this, but I've watched some playthroughs on YouTube of some of these games. I don't know any of the names of them, but some of them are pretty slick. I mean, they look really neat. I mean, walking around picking things up and throwing them. And
the technology is pretty impressive, and that's me speaking about playing it maybe 3-4 years ago now. And obviously, there are, despite what Aria says about it not being a thing, I mean, they're still making these headsets. So I presume somebody's buying them.
Maybe, but I don't know. When they released the Quest 2 or whatever, the $300 one here at Walmart, the big selling point for it was that it supported Resident Evil 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anyone else.
It's an old game.
Yeah,
right?
It's an extremely old game. Well, that's probably about the best that the Oculus 2 could handle, or the Rift 2, whatever it was
called.
Well,
the thing is, you don't need, with the virtual reality at least, at this point in the game, you don't need to have the next generation graphics for it to be a really fun experience.
You don't, but you do need it to sort of help with the vertigo.
It just depends on the tracking, I think. Some people, you can't solve that problem. They're never going to be able to use VR. There's just a certain segment of people that cannot handle it. But if you're dealing with high-quality equipment that has quick reaction, like to where when you turn your head, it turns at the same time, like within however many nanoseconds or milliseconds, if there's a delay in that, that's where the vertigo comes from. So the higher-quality equipment shouldn't be causing those problems.
Well, the PlayStation VR, you know, I doubt that it was low quality content, but then again, Skyrim wasn't designed for VR from the ground up. It was just something they sort of added to it.
PlayStation VR is old tech at this point, right? Like it's almost a decade old.
Is it that
Not
old?
Not quite. Like 2015,
yeah,
somewhere in there.
I guess.
But they just came out with the Quest Pro, which is a $1,500 price point. Now, they still have the other Quest, which is $399, apparently. I mean, these are all pricey devices, but it's going to be interesting to see how this develops. And, Connie, what else did you want to tell us?
And by the way, we're talking about gamers. How many PCers are out there? I mean, people building their own... Yeah, but I mean, compared to console players, people who want plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
More and more people I know are like, I wish I still had a gaming PC. Now I'm just an Xbox player or whatever.
Hmm. So I would say the people who are buying these devices, these Quest, the Quest Pro and whatever, they're PC owners. And I think those are far. I don't think there's a whole lot of them out there.
There's more coming up here. If you want to weigh in on the metaverse, you can join us at 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Reports say a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit California near San Jose. The U.S. Geological Survey saying it was followed by a 3.1 magnitude aftershock. All Bay Area trains halted service, but no damage or injuries are reported. Inflation continues to hit Americans hard, especially when it comes to consumer confidence again. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for 2 straight months. The board's Lynn Franco cited inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Elon Musk will close his $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter by Friday. That's what Reuters says he told co-investors in the deal. They say investors now have the paperwork from Musk's lawyers showing it's a done deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, then Bitcoin.com can help you. You just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you will find some introductory information that will explain the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And these are important ideas that you really ought to get down before you decide to buy in and grab your first little bit of crypto, because you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. Like right now, Bitcoin finally jumped back up above $20,000 today. I don't know if it's still there. Yeah, it looks like it's still there.
Oh, wow. Congrats. So,
yeah, Bitcoin. It had been around $19,000 for a little while. It's up over $20,000 today. But you can get 1% of a Bitcoin or less than that if you want to. So, and, of course, Bitcoin Cash is even cheaper, and there's a bunch of other cryptos out there. In fact, many of them can be purchased, as I understand it, through Bitcoin.com. You can go there and click Get Started at the top of the page. Start learning about cryptocurrency.
Real quickly, on the subject of the value of Bitcoin over the last several months, it's been really weird. Every single time I go to, you know, Google News or whatever, there's some sort of headline there about how crypto is crashing. So I messaged one of my friends, like, hey, what is crypto doing right now? I'm like, none is still sitting there at 19,000. But every single day, there's a new article about how crypto is crashing, and yet it's still just sitting there at the same value.
Maybe they're just trying to create the reality they want to see.
I think that must be it.
All right, Conan, let's keep going here. Metaverse, their new thing, or Meta's Metaverse. Metaverse is a bigger concept than just Meta's product, but that's what they're pushing.
Yeah, and does anyone even own that name? Metaverse is
a science fiction.
It's a cyber future type of a thing.
Yeah, it was created by a science fiction author. I don't remember the name of the author.
Snowpiercer or something.
Metaverse as a term is probably public domain. I mean, it's used in scientific circles. I don't think you'd be able to claim trademark over the word metaverse.
Yes,
Facebook would have if they could have.
1990s novel, Neal Stephenson. Stevenson, Snow Crash.
Okay.
This article, as I said in the break, is turning up just to be a. These people don't like Zuckerberg, and I don't think anyone does.
I mean, that's fine. We had to deal with Zuckerberg and Meta's nonstop puff pieces from the media for 6 months of the last year, so it's fine to have one that goes the opposite direction.
And I don't know that they really cover the why the metaverse is not as popular as they would want it to be, but I do have some numbers here. We talked about them spending $15 billion on this project, and as of October, they only have 200,000 subscribers.
And none of them have legs.
But I was talking about my gaming hub. Mm-hmm. Look at this. I mean, think it, and it's on the internet somewhere.
Right. Somebody already did it.
But despite this attempt to gobble up the industry and explicitly use the metaverse to replace the internet, what Meta is creating just isn't appealing. People who are buying Quest hardware are not using the Horizon Worlds platform. Instead, they are logging into popular platforms such as VR Chat and Rec Room.
Mm-hmm.
Rec Room alone has 5 million active users,
wow.
And I'm looking at it right now, and it's exactly what I was just describing.
Really?
It's a room and lobby where gamers can go hang out, and they can chat, and they can strategize and do the whole nine.
I don't know. 5 million may be inaccurate. I was just reading an article during the break from I don't remember the name of the company, but they're one of the best ones able to look at how many active VR users there are each month, and they came up to about, well, they didn't say how many per month, but they said 5 million active users.
Right. Sadly, they don't have legs either.
In Rec Room?
No.
It's probably too hard to do it.
Why would it be that hard? I mean, even the worst video games I can think of managed to give the player legs.
Yeah. They do look a lot better than Horizon characters, though, the avatars. They look like, I don't know, they look like very, very cheerful, colorful Lego people without legs.
Minecraft?
No, even better. It's crisp. This is some crisp graphics going on right here.
Okay, they do look better. Okay, yeah.
Look, I get the whole no legs thing. I mean, I'm not a programmer for this, but it would seem to be unnecessarily complicated. You wouldn't necessarily know exactly where the legs should be. They probably tried it, and it probably just looked awkward.
Wonky, yeah.
It probably looked really weird, and so they said, you know what?
All of this looks wonky and weird, though.
You know what? I don't want legs. I want tank treads.
There you go.
I want like a hoverboard.
You ought to have that option, right? That's the whole point of this VR crap. Why are you working on programming legs? Why don't you program me some tank treads or a unicycle or something like that?
Yeah, but
that would be better.
But
good idea.
But you have to pay extra for that.
Well, see, they've lost me again.
Zuckerberg has placed billions of dollars in all his faith into the future of this metaverse platform. He's pinned his hopes on the same strategy of crushing rivals and monopolizing the VR space. But the reality is that Facebook's users base and the world more generally is maturing past the need for Zuckerberg's concepts, where he was once in touch with what the world wanted and how they wanted to connect. He now thinks an office meeting room will capture people's imagination. He's just another boring CEO with boring CEO ideas.
I think that's a fair criticism of this. I think the failures of the Horizon Worlds platform, as I understand it, you have to have their hardware to go in there. You can't just go to their website and log in and get a feel for what this is like. Even though I understand that they want people to have the experience of the VR, someone who doesn't have that hardware cannot join this meeting.
You can play a lot of VR games in just regular, using a regular screen.
Right.
You should be able to.
Yeah, and the same thing's true of this thing, Rec Room. I'm on their website here at free for Android, iOS, PC, console, and and VR. So VR is not the forefront aspect of this. It probably is cool as hell in VR because that's the best way to experience it. But if you just want to sit on your laptop or on your phone, you can join into this whatever it is. Whether they're playing, it looks like they're playing like little games like Capture the Flag, and they've got games that are sort of built into this thing.
And do they want a meeting? Do they want any money?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Like, if it's available like for Amazon, chances are that it's ad-supported or something like that. I mean, for Android, not Amazon.
It just says download. I don't know if you have to pay. Or
PlayStation,
like,
Steam, they're on all these platforms. Yeah, this is just what I was talking about. This is neat.
I've used the VR World one, or whatever it was called, VR Chat one. That one, Derek J had set up like a club, like a virtual lounge, basically, in there, and he was going to have some kind of an event hosted there, and he invited me in to kind of check it out, and I just had to go on my normal laptop and use a mouse and was easily able to get around in it. It wasn't something that was something I would really come back to, just because I just don't care about those things. I've got other things going on. But for people that are interested in this, there's a lot of options. You don't have to use the Horizon platform, and why would you? What do they have that the rest of these don't? It looks like these other ones are far more advanced and cost way less to develop, and are already have an existing user base to support them. What is Facebook going to do to differentiate themselves? Oh, we're the only one where you can only use VR? Well, great. That means you're never going to have the majority of the users.
Well,
they're
talking about legs. if they can just bring legs to the equation, I mean, they'll have
that
a one-up on
record. App.
By the way, did you say something? The creator of Oculus is shredding Zuckerberg?
Yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot to the story, but the New York Post, apparently they talked to Palmer Luckey, who sold Oculus to Facebook for $3 billion, and then was later fired. It was one of those deals where he sold it, but he was still working for him, and so they fired him. He compared Zuckerberg's foray into the metaverse to a Project Car, a pet initiative requiring a massive investment with no guarantee that anyone else will find it worthwhile. He said, "I don't think it's a good product. It's not. It's not fun. It's not good. I actually think most of the people probably on the team would agree that it's not currently a good product. It's like a project car." And again, talk about the 15.
That's an accurate assessment.
Yeah, but there's some pretty smooth project cars out there.
Not this, though.
Yeah,
not
but
this.
You don't expect to make money off a project car.
This is true.
And Meta expects to make money.
Unless you go to shows and, you know, show it off. I mean, maybe that's good enough.
Earlier this month, Wall Street Journal reported Meta has already cut user growth goals for its platform, Horizon Worlds, due to sagging early results. So they were already saying to their investors, yeah, we're going to lower the amount of users we're expecting for this because people know it sucks.
And it does.
200,000 subscribers.
But it's early yet, you know, maybe.
No, I told this. Someone else has got trailblazers.
It's late.
Zuckerberg is not the trailblazer here.
No,
it's going to be someone else.
I agree. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can join us. Bring whatever you want here on Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We've been talking about the metaverse, this the next big thing.
Maybe.
Supposed to be a big thing, but it's not so much at this point. And there's probably different reasons for it. One, the hardware is still expensive. It's still bulky looking. And I mean, to be fair, I haven't seen the newest new generation versions, but I did try on, I believe it was the original Oculus. It still had the wires coming off the back of it, the one that I tried. And it was really impressive. I mean, there's no doubt about
it. They are.
It was really cool. Conan, have you ever tried any of these things, these virtual realities?
Way back when, someone's iPhone or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Strapped in the goggles, yeah. And yeah. I about
Google
puked.
Cardboard.
Took me about 15 seconds, and I was puked.
Yeah,
it was a roller coaster.
We tried that here, yeah. I don't know if you were here that night, but we did do that. We got the Google Cardboard, which was this foldable cardboard cutout thing that you could fold into VR goggles, and then you inserted your iPhone or your Google Android into the cardboard, and then you ran, like you said, it was like
a simulator.
Yeah. And
I've heard of these. I've never tried it.
It's a, you know, proof of concept.
I actually have a couple. I picked them up trying to, you know, sell them on Craigslist or something. They're real nice. I mean, heavy duty, and you slide your phone in there.
Oh, there are some, like, plastic ones, too. But you literally could get the cardboard version where you fold the thing up. And so it was just like a proof of concept of, oh, you can do Google or you can do virtual reality without spending, you know, more than $10 for this thing. And so this was before anybody had Oculus. I mean, you could get Oculus, but it was expensive. And if you didn't want to put the money into it, you could try virtual reality. Okay. We put it down.
I'm trying to determine here. I'm still on Rec Room's page. I'm trying to determine whether you even need a VR set.
No, I told you earlier, you can do it on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. That right there is also good to know.
Right.
So now you can get even more participation from the normies.
Yeah, that's
who haven't invested.
Yeah,
well,
that's not what Meta and Facebook want, though. They don't
want you to be able to access this using just any laptop or any web browser or whatever. They want to sell their hardware, first of all.
Yeah, but we're talking about how do you get people in the door? How do you get them in the house? You have to make it open to everyone,
right.
And then eventually people will see, all my buddies have the VRs, and I'm the only one out,
and they're
always claiming how great it is.
Right, or you give some sort of bonus to the VR user, right? Like, you give them some sort of thing that the other people, I mean, obviously the experience.
Yeah, like take trips.
Right, something like that, some sort of extra.
But, like, I don't see the benefit of this versus just using a Discord server to hang out with your gaming buddies.
Well, now, that's where the user experience, if there's anybody out there listening who wants to comment, would be useful, right? Like, there's supposedly millions of users of these VR chats in the Rec Rooms or whatever. There's apparently a lot of people that are into this, so they could explain it, right? We're having a tough time getting it, but there's probably a reason for this.
Are you've played World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I
quit my old Discord account because I was sick of the gaming obligations that were being thrown at me.
Yeah, but I mean, you get on World of Warcraft on some of the servers that I was a part of, and you Friday night, everyone's hanging out at the spot. And everyone's just...
I've never in my life played World of Warcraft on a Friday night.
I'm more nerdy than you. So, I mean, but you have, I don't know...
But yeah, there were certainly days that were busier than others.
Yeah, they're not, like, raiding the opposition. Everyone's hanging out and at some spot and chatting.
Outside
and they're jumping off of things. Some guy is purposely spawned into a level one, and he's jumping off the cliff so he can spell out something with his dead corpses.
Yeah.
That's stuff you can't do in a chat room, is what you're saying. There's an experience to having the VR or just the virtual experience or whatever.
Yeah, and everyone's showing off their swag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is where you hang out and
you bought your fancy outfit or your hairstyle or whatever, and you want people to see it.
Yeah, but none of the stuff you get in World of Warcraft or any other online game is going to show up in this Rec Room.
Why not?
Because it's not programmed that way. It's not programmed to interact with World of Warcraft.
Ian says you can get tokens. You can buy tokens from Rec Room, and I guess you can even buy stuff like
that. Yeah, but then you got to play Rec Room, and you got to spend more money on that.
That's what they want you to do, spend money on it.
But I want to play a video game. I don't want to spend money on some chat service.
Well, that's the difference between you and these people, is these people want to chat, and the furries, for instance, I'm looking at rec.net is their website, and it shows freeze frames from people's various different experiences on the Rec Room, and sure enough, there the furries are hanging out.
Yeah, as soon as you said furries, my went, of course.
Are you not familiar with our Free Talk Live chat room? People live in this thing. They're there all the time.
There's something wrong with those people.
These people exist. They love it. They interact with each other. They have their personalities.
Then give them a VR chat room for them to sit around and do whatever it is they do.
They're probably on one as we speak.
They're too busy in ours.
They're probably in multiple chat rooms. These are trolls, man. They go wherever they can.
Yeah. So, there's just a certain type of person that enjoys the, let's just say, the creative expression of being able to have an avatar for themselves. It doesn't necessarily look like them, right? They can dress up however they want
to. As a unicorn.
Or whatever.
A furry.
Or, a skeleton.
I mean, I totally get that.
Yeah.
But I can get all of that in an actual video game. I can make my World of Warcraft character look however I want it to look.
There are apparently games that you can play in this.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, the reason I don't play World of Warcraft any longer is because of the time sink.
Yeah,
and when other people expect you to be somewhere so you can all raid together on Friday or Saturday, whatever you play, that's like, no. And this is why I'm a single player only these days, because I can turn the damn thing off.
No obligation.
Whenever I want to. No obligation. I don't owe anyone anything.
There's no social aspect to it.
But some people love that. Yeah, I agreed. No No Care Bear service for me.
Well, I mean, even the arenas in World of Warcraft, they were great because I could just go online, find an arena buddy, we do some arenas. When I'm done, I'm done. You know, there's no obligation. Hey, where were you this last Wednesday night? You weren't online. I was looking for you. I don't need that in my life.
Still, yeah, but Arya, once you this random dude, this rando, you start all of a sudden. He's expecting you to be on Friday. He's like, dude, you were so good. Look at our score, man. Look at our rank. I need you. Everyone else sucks.
You remember where I just said I deleted my old Discord account because of crap like that, right?
Right,
good, man. Once gaming stops being fun and it becomes this sort of obligation.
A chore.
Yeah, I'm out. Done. Yeah. There's a reason that even though I was super excited about the release of Wrath of the Lich King Classic, World of Warcraft going back to its roots, to its most popular expansion, I have not touched it. Since it launched, and I'm not going to, because there's no way for me to interact with that without simultaneously recreating all of those other obligations because of how all of my Battle.net accounts and my Discord accounts, all of that crap is tied together. It's just, it's not worth it to me.
The other thing that I think people like about these virtual worlds, whether it be the VR chat or Rec Room or what was the one that came before all of this? I'm losing it at the moment.
Second Life,
thank you, which still exists. It's been around for 20 years or something like that, still going, so it's a tremendous success story.
Are people still playing Ultima?
Wouldn't surprise me, but the thing that I think
EverQuest 1?
One of them wouldn't surprise me either, but one of the things that I think some people really like is the creation aspect of this, right, where you can build a thing. You can build your virtual world vision. There's the be someone else, but address how you want, but there's also you can build your own house or club or this place for people to come to and hang out in virtual reality, and there's some people that really get into it. They really spend a lot of time.
How does the online experience in Minecraft work?
It's fantantic.
Is it all one big server? Everyone's on the same server?
I think there's different servers.
There are different servers. I have one, and like me and some friends from work play, and we pop on, we do some stuff. Occasionally another person's online, we drop off. No one's ever obligated to come online and do a thing. It's great. That's the way gaming should be.
But I guess your creations are there for everyone to go take a look at.
Yes, and to destroy if they want. This is why you got to be careful about who you let on your server, obviously.
This is one more aspect of these rooms, these lobbies, where if the server is big enough, you have people who building castles, and they've, you know, cloud castles or underground hobbit holes over here, and they've got all their loot, and they're swank up on the walls where you can come and take a look, and maybe steal
or
destroy.
Buy it.
Yeah, virtual shops.
That's what they've been doing that with Second Life for decades.
Yeah.
There were people
that's
making
exactly
money.
It, right? Why would you play in Horizon or Rec Room or whatever when you can just instead play Minecraft or Second Life or whatever?
Well, Rec Room is like Second Life. Rec Room, it seems like the newer version of Second Life. So presumably there's an in-game currency, just like with the Linden dollars, I think they called it, in Second Life. There were literally people who were making a living selling things in Second Life.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
World of Warcraft, selling gold.
Yeah, probably
gold farmers.
They were Chinese prisoners, though, who were being... They were being forced to play World of Warcraft for like 16 hours a day and stuff. It was brutal.
Wow.
True story.
That's crazy. All right, hour number three is coming up here, although it probably beats working in, you know, an actual factory or, you know, something brutal. More coming up here. Hour three is on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.